Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hey, hello, welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Big JD's having some fun today with his mouse.
A lot of fun.
And his computer.
Pet mouse and computer, sure.
Absolutely nothing is working for him at one point or another. He may get it working at some point, but for the most part, he's having trouble.
I'm going to work on it as we go.
It's like he wants to have some sympathy for PC users, I think.
I don't think so.
Well, you seem to be having at least as much trouble as a PC user would have with their...
This morning, yeah.
I'll
take all the trouble in the world on a Mac, then one morning of trouble on a PC.
Yeah, for the most part, if you have a brand new PC, you're going to have these same problems. Whereas if you had a brand new Mac right now... you wouldn't be having the problems you're having right now, I don't think. His computer was asleep... And there's a little light that kind of beams in and out that lets you know that the computer's asleep. And it was stuck in that mode. And so we took the battery out, unplugged the power, and the light still was on.
Yeah, the whole time. Never did go out.
Like,
it's haunted.
Well, obviously it's haunted. It's the gods of computerdom that are saying...
Computerdom. That's a Jeff...
Who's dumb?
Jeffism.
Who are you calling dumb? Other than all this crap, what else is going on, Big JD? How you doing?
Doing okay. Same as usual.
Same as usual. Well, at least we're broadcasting live on a Sunday morning.
Better late than never.
Not exactly 11, even though
you were here
pretty
late, actually.
You were here.
How's your
plenty
early?
Of time to get cooking on time and do our...
Look at how loud you are and look at how I am.
I don't
he
understand.
He does that on his own.
I don't understand why you're not getting
his... He can't see it behind me. I'm going to crank myself up. No, you don't have to change it, actually, though. Don't change it. Please don't, actually.
Please don't change.
Because I'd rather change the track, because now I'm going to have a spot that I'm going to be low, and I can't... You know what I mean?
Right.
So you left it?
No, I changed it.
You did?
Just like a micron.
Hey.
I think we're pretty close.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. It's not going to be...
I won't worry about it. I'll just crank my track up when I get home.
That's all. Fix it in post.
Where's Lippo's not in the show today? What's going on?
Fix it in post. That's a...
What's going on thing. Around here? Anything?
Well, I'm still laid off. I'm not golfing too much this week. I kind of hurt my back playing my guitar in my computer chair.
Has it gotten better?
Somewhat, but not completely. I was swinging a club out in my front yard last night and... It's tight. And then last night, like I told you before the show started, I went to bed. My wife had the window open. There's this north wind just blowing, like the blinds are up like this. I'm like, it's a little chilly in here. And I got all tensed up and I had to take a shower like at 3:30 in the morning. Not good. So my back hurts. I haven't slept and I'm miserable.
I took something to sleep last night.
All
I didn't
right.
sleep the night before.
What'd you do?
Nothing really.
No, I mean, just, what'd you do?
With nothing potent, really. Well,
no.
They're potent, but they're not. It's not a, you know, it's an over-the-counter thing. Excedrin, PM. But boy, do they work good.
Oh, that's good.
They put you out. Still feel out.
And Excedrin, PM, that's if you have a headache at night or something at night?
Yeah. Yeah. Headache or even muscle ache and stuff like that. It gets rid of everything.
Did you bring a couple of those with you?
No, I didn't.
All right. And, what about yourself? You're in the process of making your screenplay from your book.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you bring your manuscript?
I didn't bring a manuscript.
What the heck? You don't have one, do you?
I do have a manuscript.
He's making it up. I even sent him an email saying, just to remind you.
I'm using one of the manuscripts. I have a couple. I'm using one right now to work from because I found it too hard. The screen space to run two different things.
So you're reading it from paper.
I'm doing it from paper, yeah.
Wow.
But it's
old school.
I guess, sort of. But it's coming along pretty good. I'm getting there. I'm probably a third done or something like that.
Cool.
A quarter done.
You're a quarter done. Yeah. Okay, quarter done the pages that are in the book, obviously.
Quarter done the pages. Yeah, either way, I guess, pretty much.
Yeah. Because your screenplay will...
Actually, No, not really. I'm a quarter done how much I am allowed for the screenplay pages. But if you transfer it into how many I've gone through in the book, it's wrong because the book gets condensed down a lot more. So I'm not a quarter through the book. I'm a quarter done the screenplay.
Gotcha.
They're different. So anyway, other than that, I'm supposed to have band practice today. Got canceled.
Because of the bass player, which is weird.
The bass player, yeah. It's always the drummer. Usually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, well, his last name's Doobie, though.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
I think it's Dubois. No, it's not Dubois. No,
that's O-Y-S. Dubois.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
But, yeah, so that's okay by me. I was getting ready to load stuff, and for me, well, I'd have to go downstairs and get up some kind of cart and bring it up and I had to bring my amp, guitar, and all that kind of stuff, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I was getting ready for a big job of lugging equipment around. And
big job.
Yeah. Just
once you're in that...
These old shoulders?
Once you're in the mode of doing that, you just say, I love jamming. I love it. As you're lugging.
Loved it 30 years ago.
Hated it.
That'd be fun. It'd be nice when we have someplace where we can leave equipment, so that would be cool.
Why? You don't have a place to leave
equipment? We don't have a place to... We just have a place that's temporary. We can practice a couple few times, and that's it. So we're looking for somewhere.
Like you're going to pay somebody?
I can't afford to pay, really. So we're going to try and find somewhere for free.
Oh, you want
to... But as far as paying, I don't know. We may have to find something that we got to pay.
Well, because if you pay, you can use my basement.
How much?
Just kidding.
It's too far.
It is a bit far to drive out of the city to go band practice. I remember we used to practice at Dan's place in...
I was going
to
say, you guys practiced a little ways out, or did.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yes, we did. It was pretty kooky. Half an hour drive just to get to band practice. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. You know what I had last night? As I'm sitting here, I remember I had a dream last night that I was at the casino and I met your wife.
Yeah.
And she got me tickets to go see Kiss.
Hey, listen to this. I'll tell you about my dream last night because I kind of had forgotten about it. But as you mentioned your dream, I remembered mine. And then you mentioned Kiss.
Yeah.
Kiss was in my dream. And I'm not kidding. I had a dream last night and one was... Ace Frehley was in town, so he was staying at our place, basically, or something, and he was sleeping in our bed with us.
And your wife.
In his full gear and everything. And so, you know, I was making a wisecrack about me sleeping with Ace Frehley. And so there was quite a bit to that. And then also B.B. King, we were hanging out with him. We were in a little restaurant with B.B. King. And
he's not in your bed, obviously.
No, it wasn't in the bed. He was sitting in a bench seats in a restaurant or whatever. And there was a little kid next to him. I don't know if it was my nephew or who it was exactly. And he, you know, he was just kind of playing, but he kicked or pushed B.B. King. He fell out of the booth, fell down on his back into the aisleway in the restaurant and hit his head. And I helped him up and everything. And I'm like, the kid, like, what are you doing? And he was like, something like playing something kind or something, but he knocked B.B. King down. And I don't know what that was all about, but probably had something to do with the little goodies I took last night to sleep.
Goodies.
They really knocked me into dreamland.
Well, that's nice. So, Ace Frehley and B.B. King in Big JD's dreams. Meanwhile, Ace Frehley is not even in Kiss anymore, but anyway.
This is Big JD's grandma, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling... It's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Hello, and welcome to the Jabbercast newsroom. I'm Lippo.
And I ain't Big JD.
I wanted to, and I forgot all about this. I had some other couple IDs made. My brother made one, and my mother made one.
Stick them in there.
For this in my other show. Yeah, I will. I'll find them as we're...
Oh, they're not in the thing.
No, but I do have them
in the thing. Today's top headline. I don't know where we want to start.
You start wherever you want, and wherever you want.
I'll be Big JD. Leno's last show was on Friday night.
Yeah, I was looking for the show because wasn't Conan on the show or something?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, did you get? You have a copy of that at all? Because I'd like to see it.
I cannot find a copy. But if you go to NBC site, you can see the whole Conan interview.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And there's another, even another little part besides
that. That's all
that.
I care about. I don't care about the whole show. I want to see that part.
Yeah. It's cool.
And they're what? Leaving what? Did you say? They're leaving beside that, would you say?
I was saying there's another part even beside just the interview.
What do you mean a part?
There's parts of that final show that are on.
Oh, okay. I see.
NBC's website. And I'm surprised I was able to watch those. But if you go into full episodes, you cannot watch full episodes here in the land of the Mounties. Don't ask me why.
I don't know why they do that to us.
I don't understand why you can watch clips, but you can't watch the whole show. That's what I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I think it has to do with the fact that if they show the whole show, no, I was going to say it had to do with commercials, but there's commercials still in the clip part. Were you a fan of the Tonight Show?
To some degree. I mean, I don't know. The Tonight Show, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to pull Beetlejuice on that one.
That's a Beetlejuicer.
I don't know. No, I did used to watch it, and here's Johnny.
Red Wings won the first game of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you're a big hockey
huge,
fan.
Huge.
Me and the boy watched it last night. It was awesome.
Just one boy? The other one not into it?
The other one's not into it so much. He has a sleepover, if you noticed.
No, I didn't notice anything, actually. That'd be Eric.
Eric, yeah, he has a sleepover with Sammy, who reminds me of Spanky.
Oh, I was watching Spanky this morning. I was having my breakfast watching Little Rascals on YouTube, and I saw some interview with Spanky as an older man.
Oh, is that right?
Talking about the tragic deaths of most of the Little Rascals.
I think I might have seen that.
It was pretty cool.
He wasn't upbeat, was he?
Oh, he's fairly upbeat, yeah. Okay. Spanky always was, yeah.
All right. What else is going on? North Korea's threatening to blow up the world with their nuclear arsenal, which they supposedly didn't have. No, we're using our nuclear...
They didn't threaten to blow up the world.
No, they didn't. But they're shooting missiles up in the air.
Or missiles?
I think it's missiles.
I call them missiles, too, but missile toe. That's when you got pointy feet.
Oh, I didn't know that. What else is going on in the land of the world?
The land of the world?
The land of the world.
Ooh, Land of the Lost. That's going to be a good movie.
Land of the Lost. That's coming up.
With Will Ferrell. It's funny that they chose to make it a comedy thing, though, as opposed to, you know, something real that would have been like some big epic cool thing. You know what I mean? Isn't that odd?
I don't think it's that odd, only in so much that there was a Jurassic Park, and I think that was kind of like a standard, and everything is going to follow after that. Where do you go from there?
Well, it's still different. I mean, it's a real, you know, time shift, lost world thing.
Right.
But yeah, it'll be good, though. I like Will Ferrell. He's always kind of funny.
He's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Actually, he reminds me of somebody we were just listening to a minute ago, of Chad Smith. Chad Smith and Will Ferrell kind of... They remind me of each other. They have similar attributes. What else is going on? Big JD. Diversity won the UK's Got Talent thing there. What was her name? Susan Boyle. She was the 48-year-old woman who's never been kissed, and she sang like a songbird.
Oh, yeah. She's pretty incredible.
Yeah, she sings amazing.
Yeah.
But she didn't win.
No?
No. A dance act one called Diversity.
Oh, were they that good? Did you ever see them?
When you walked in, that's what I was listening to.
Oh, yeah?
And all the applause was happening.
Oh, okay. I thought that was for me. Let's get into today's topic. And what is today's topic?
Taking pictures.
Okay. Taking them from where? Museum?
Right off the walls. Is that what you call
it? And everywhere else.
Is that where you...
You take pictures?
What? No, I was just going to say, what do you call the things on the walls in museums? Do you call them pictures?
Art.
Yeah, it's art.
I guess you would say it's art.
Are they pictures?
They are pictures.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
But they're art.
I think we...
Art's pictures.
Yeah. And you'll find some photography in some museums.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure, because that can be art as well. Photography is art.
I think photography is art in a big way. And even what you do with your photograph after you take the picture can also be considered art as well. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like you can take a picture and then...
Do stuff to it.
And do stuff to it.
Edit it. We'll talk about those things as well, I think.
Yep. How are you making out with the mouse? You want to throw it any time now?
The computer will use an empty passkey to pair with your device. That's what I'm waiting on now. I keep clicking it to make sure my light goes on, but it doesn't really work.
I'm not supposed to look into that, am I?
No, probably not.
Okay.
So, what about taking pictures? Where do you keep your pictures?
That's so funny.
You asked me that before all the interruptions.
Oh, we had some interruptions, yeah, in this recording of the show. But
you put your pictures up somewhere for the whole world to see?
Yes, I do. The way I wanted to start the conversation was why we take pictures. Mm-hmm. Some people take pictures to...
Some people take them for a living.
Some people
have to take them.
Yeah, they have to.
Oh, God, I don't want to go take pictures. I have to.
I wish I had that problem.
For the magazine.
Yeah, exactly. And other people take pictures just for the pleasure of taking pictures. They want to take because they see beautiful stuff. They want to record whatever's in front of them. And people actually go out of their way to find stuff.
Paparazzi.
Well, that's another thing. That's another working thing for the magazine.
Right. For the magazine.
Yes. They'll hop on their motorcycles and chase royalty down.
Vespa.
Well, I don't know if they hop on Vespas. They ain't
mopeds. They're
not going to be catching too many limousines on their Vespa.
Yeah, true.
But I just find it fascinating the different reasons why people take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And when I want to say recreationally, because people who like to take pictures, some people like to take them because they want to share with the world their experiences, or they want to capture a beautiful place they're at, or they're on a vacation and they want to capture some memories. So I just find it fascinating the different reasons why people take pictures. And what you do with your pictures afterwards is a big part of that as well. And I the question that I had asked you prior to our little interruption was, when were you first taken over by the photography bug?
When I was very, very young. my dad was in electronics. We had cameras around the house. He had a movie camera when I was just a kid, you know. So we have baby footage from when, you know, we were kids, little. Mm-hmm. And cameras we always had around the house, the old 110s.
Kodak 110,
the Brownie cameras. Actually, we had an older one than that, too, and I don't know what kind of film was in it. It was a square box.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then we had the Brownie cameras. I had the 110 thing.
You looked at the top.
I think so, yeah.
And
it had this thing, and it was a pretty good-sized little box.
Oh, yeah.
And then I don't remember taking pictures with that. I think that was just a little bit before my time.
Okay.
And then the Brownie camera. And then after that, some other 110 small, like cooler, newer style 110 cameras.
Modern looking. Yeah. You put it in your pocket.
Yeah. More modern than the Brownie camera. Do you remember the Brownies?
I remember them very well.
And they were brown too. And then there was the, after that came... I guess the 35 millimeter came out, but I was using the disc camera. Remember the disc cameras? So you put the disc in, and then when you got back from developing, there was all the things around on the
little
disc.
It was like a little circle.
Like a disc you put in, actually, yeah. So there was that. And
oh, yeah. Kim? Sorry. Yeah.
That's okay.
My intern wanted to give her something here.
Okay.
There you go. All right. So the disc actually was the film, and there was little slots where the...
They weren't slots, but it was a disc and sticking out from each, all the way around it, were the negative. Little negatives, yeah. And they were small too, like small negative pictures, smaller than what the 110 would be.
Yeah, probably a little bit smaller than that.
And then there's the 35 millimeter, which was cool. And then getting into an automatic 35 millimeter was cool, where they'd have it auto advance or auto rewind.
Oh,
that was
stuff.
Cool. After that, you didn't have to do that yourself.
Yeah, we got one of those for our wedding gift.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that is there's motors in there,
right?
And sensors, mm-hmm, and all kinds of stuff that
goes wrong.
That goes wrong, yeah.
Never had anything go wrong, really, with one of those cameras, though.
You didn't?
No.
I did, and it never was the same ever again.
I had, my last one of those was an Olympus. took a lot of band photos and stuff like that with it back in the day, and cool. It was pretty cool. And then after that comes the digital era.
We're doing a little chronology here.
Yeah, apparently.
And
you hear that?
Yeah, that's my phone.
Oh, okay.
It'll I don't know why that. Yep, that's what it does.
So the digital age, your first digital camera, how much? How big?
$700. Bought it at my first Macworld that I went to in New York. It was the first Macworld that was in New York, because from that point on they were in Boston, but went to New York, bought one at B&H Photo, which turns out to be
I love B&H.
They're a huge internet store that sells all kinds of audio video.
Kind of hoping to get my Drobo and my drives and my...
Oh, you're going to go to New York and you're going to go to there.
I want to.
Oh, it's an amazing store.
The thing is, I'm flying, so I don't know how much, you know, that's got to be carry-on. I'm not going to put a Drobo and drives and all that in my luggage. So I got to figure out what I'm going to do about that, because I have enough carry-on as it is. I travel heavy.
You hear some people say, I travel light. You never actually hear people admit to the fact that they travel heavy.
Yeah, I'm a heavy traveler.
So, yeah.
I don't travel very often, but when I do, boy, it's heavy. Like everything else I do. And I'm getting.
Very interesting.
What's going on?
My iPhone's just causing a ruckus over here on my iMac. Yeah, so it was $700. It was an Olympus as well. Mm-hmm. It was a C-series camera.
Right.
And it was two...
That's for taking pictures underwater.
Yes.
The C-series.
I'm getting seasick. And it was a 2.1 megapixel camera, which at the time was it was mid to high end, 2.1 megapixels. And I enjoyed it very much. It was a great little camera. It had a lot of old style camera functionality in it. So if you were coming from analog photography to digital, it was a good camera to have. It helped make the transition a lot easier.
Right.
How's the mouse working out there, BJ?
No, it's not.
Holy moly.
It sees it, it says it's pairing, and then it never works. I don't know what's up.
Okay.
I think I have too many mice in my list. I don't know how to get rid of all that stuff in the Bluetooth list, because I have another mouse, cordless one I use at home, and then I have this one, and yours has been on there. I think Lana's may have been on there. So anyway, my first digital camera,
yes.
$1,500, Sony.
Whoa.
3.3 megapixel. It was a pretty awesome camera.
That's a higher
angle. I took some really good pictures, but the money, it was just incredible. And that's when, you know, at the start of digital cameras. And then the next one I bought was $300. It was awesome. Little pocket size.
Way nicer pictures.
The other one was bigger and bulkier.
Yeah.
And the pictures were, it was seven megapixel.
Oh, whoa.
So I jumped up a lot.
Yeah. So you must have kept that one for a while.
I had it for a long time, yeah. Yeah. And I gave it to my brother, and it's gone now. I don't know what he did with it.
Oh, it's at the pawn shop. I saw it at the pawn shop.
Hockter.
What was the model? So, do you remember the Sony?
The Sony?
Yeah.
DSC 30, maybe, something like that.
Okay. Was it a black?
No, it was silver.
Okay.
Yeah. And then my next camera was black. It was a small Nikon, little pocket size kind of, you know what I mean? It was a good camera. I liked it.
I remember your Nikon.
And then we got into after that, it was the Canon. I have a little HP that I use. It's been pretty good, actually, and it's small too, and it's been handy. My uncle gave it to me, and that's the one I usually carry around with me. But then we got the Canon S5, which has been really cool.
Which is a SLR camera.
No. Digital. I mean, it's not SLR. It's an automatic.
Oh, it's point and shoot.
Point and shoot, yeah. Yeah. It's about the best point and shoot you can get, I think.
I was going to say, it's the size of an SLR, isn't it?
Yeah, similar. Not exactly, but pretty close.
For a point and shoot, it's got...
Now that you mention it, the lens is big and round at the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about the same thing, but it's a point and shoot.
Yeah, it's about as nice as you can get without bumping up into
a lot of cool features. The video is great and everything. Then we got the Canon HD10, which is a digital video camera that also takes stills at 3 megapixels, and it takes excellent still pictures. And I use it a lot for stills. I use that more than the other Canon too, because it's still a little smaller to bring around and it's got a built-in hard drive. So it's pretty cool. And you're running now? What do you got now?
I'm not running
it. You got a couple cameras you still use now, don't you?
Oh, no. Just my...
Elf? Canon Elf?
That was a TV show, wasn't it? Oh, that was Alf.
Alf.
Yeah. No, it's not an Elf. It's the SD850.
You had an Elf then, before it, didn't you? Didn't you have a Canon Elf? Thought you did.
Nope. Are these cameras? They might be the Elf series. I'm not even sure, but it's a small point-and-shoot... more megapixels than I need, and it's a great little camera. It's a travel camera. I just bring it with me to wherever I want to go. If I want to take some decent pictures, it takes some great pictures for a little camera that you can just carry in your hand.
It's great having a small little camera.
I think so.
I'd rather have a little camera that took great pictures than a bigger camera that took, like, you know, ultra fabulous pictures. Just because I have one and it's great for, we just did, Atlanta had a project for school. We just did, she just did a photo shoot, and, it's great to have that Canon for things like that. And the band pictures, I had, pro guy come and take some pictures too, but mm-hmm. we brought ours as well and took pictures. So it's great for things like that when you need it for things, but just to carry around all the time.
Yes.
And a little, the vacation thing in that, she took it to New York last year, and I'm wondering, like, bring it to New York this year. It's a big camera to just carry around everywhere. You know what I mean?
I agree.
And I don't know if you always want a nice big camera hanging on the outside of your shirt walking around New York either, but.
You see a lot of people doing it though.
True. I guess it depends where you are.
And why do Oriental people seem to be the majority of the people doing that?
That's where all the cameras come from.
Well, no.
They made them.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. Oriental people like cameras and photography, I guess. I don't know what it is.
I think a large majority of Oriental people.
I think they're into technology. I think that's what it is.
They're just
technology minded.
I was reading an article in the paper yesterday about a couple that went to live in China, and they have blonde hair, blue eyed kids, and mm-hmm. I guess that's some kind of thing in China that they're like special people.
Wow.
And people, they said they cannot count how many people have taken pictures of their kids.
Yeah. I would. I'll take pictures of anything.
Meanwhile, I was walking down the street taking pictures in Toronto of interesting street signs, and mm-hmm. a lady walked by and she ran up to me after and said, "Excuse me, what were you just taking a picture of? Were you taking a picture of my kid? I want to see that picture you just took."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Freaking out.
You know what I do? I walk around. Yeah, okay.
Thinking I was taking pictures of her kid. Like, yeah. Easy.
That's out of control, eh? I will walk around downtown New York with my camera hanging on my, because I do it, but
you do it.
Well, I had my I've had there in the past, probably my Sony or something, or else I just walk with it down, you know, in front of me, and there's so many people that I can just keep clicking and get whatever I get. So I have tons and tons and tons of people pictures, and it's pretty cool.
Oh, I see.
You know,
like,
what I mean?
You're like a little voyeuristic
sort of person. Yeah.
People don't know you're taking pictures.
That's right. You get some good stuff, and I've gotten some good bum pictures. Not people's bums. I mean, bums like laying on park benches and stuff.
Oh,
like,
but you probably get some decent bum pictures.
Well, I could, I suppose. But
ass pictures.
Yeah, I'm not into that. I don't like that.
I'm not into that.
I don't go for that sort of thing.
What was I going to say about? Oh, shooting from the hip. Yeah, but it's
shooting from the hip. Hey,
that's where.
Yeah, your stomach area or something, or well, as long as you're pointing up, doesn't matter where, really. You know what I mean? You can just walk with it at your side if you're walking by people and get some. But taking pictures of people is pretty neat. Especially when they're, you know, they don't know what's going on.
Actually, that's the best place to take pictures. If you're having people pose, hey, you guys stand over there. The best thing to do is to get down on your knees, or at least down on one knee, and shoot anywhere between their chest and your waist. Mm-hmm. And it's a decent angle to have people view your pictures from.
This is Big JD's brother, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
You like hard rock? You like heavy metal? Then you're going to love Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Extremely heavy blues. Hard rock, heavy metal blues.
Out in the backwoods of Tennessee, the with a man named Curtis Jones.
If you like it loud and in your face, then you're going to dig the hard rock heavy blues of Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Their debut double-length CD is available now at Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and other fine online music retailers.
So you go your way and I go mine.
It's Long Time Coming and Heavy Effin' Blues together on one CD. You're going to dig the JDBC. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Heavy rock, heavy metal, heavy hitting.
You say I wanna leave.
The blues, the way you really want it. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. An indie release from OSM Entertainment.
How blue can you get when nothing goes your way?
Available at Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and other online music retailers.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Yes. And it is Sunday, too. I'm just realizing it's actually Sunday. We've done
so out of
so many of the last shows were not done on Sundays.
So
we're actually recording
it
on a Sunday.
And if you want to listen to us live, you can do that on the website in our little Ustream streamer thing at the bottom.
What's
the
web address?
TheJabberCast.com.
You can contact us from there. You can check out the upcoming show topics. It's all on the one page. Easy for your own pleasure and convenience.
Because you will get much pleasure on your Sunday morning.
Well, we have pictures up there.
Pictures, so, yeah.
Pleasure
isn't
yourself.
Isn't that a coincidence?
Today's song is from The Cure. Fitting enough, Pictures of You. Pictures of You.
When you were when this song came out, well, like it was late.
I wasn't into Cure until recently.
Okay, I was gonna say you don't seem like a Cure guy, but I was just wondering what your deal was with the Cure.
Yeah, no, I wasn't into it till later, and I realized that it's cool tunes. I think I was into the, you know, in the past. I don't know if it was even so much the songs as the actual look of them. I wasn't into, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that was the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I grouped that into other old things, like probably Adam Ant and stuff like that. Was mm-hmm. that going on at the time?
Sure.
And whatever else.
Culture Club. Culture Club, Joy Club, Division, Hunters and Collectors, all that stuff.
Yeah. I wasn't really in that scene.
And honestly, I wasn't either. I had like a dual personality. I know this isn't the music show, but we just played it. It's in Music Mayhem. But my buddy Jeff, there was a point after we graduated from college where he just rejected all the stuff, all the music he had grown up with. And it was just turned on by everything alternative, new wave, but all the stuff that mm-hmm. I just mentioned mm-hmm. there. And so we worked together. We were always hung out together. And it was like, this is what he's listening to. I, you know, I'm open for some new stuff, I guess. But I thought it was all gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just didn't like it. And like you say, it was the look of it. And they all had this pretentiousness, you know, and oh, pull me, you know. It was just mm-hmm. all I don't know. I was just not into it. But anyway, that's the Cure. And of course, eventually I liked the Cure for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to taking pictures. And we have realized that Big JD's mouse is just toast.
Yeah, something's up with that.
An hour later into the show. You want to do a little camera shopping tip guide?
Yeah. There's some new features that on the cameras these days that it's pretty incredible. Like the Wi-Fi on a camera.
Wi-Fi in a camera. There's Wi-Fi in cards now, in your SD card.
Right. So you can have that for any camera now too, right?
Yeah. It's called the iFi. Google that, and Jeff will put a link up on the note in the show notes.
Who? Who's going to do that?
Nobody. I'm just kidding. Who? iFi.
I don't know any Jeff.
Google it up right now, and that you take a picture, and it'll, if you're on your network, or you don't even have to be on your network. You can be any network. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but it'll
go somewhere.
It'll take your pictures away from your camera.
Can you transfer them to the computer wirelessly?
Yes, that's the whole deal. I think maybe you do have to be on your network.
I wonder if you can email them at all or anything. Can you? I guess you wouldn't be able to do that, really.
I think
they have auto flicker things and stuff like that in the cameras, or I wonder.
Yes, I'm going to say yes.
It's pretty cool, anyway. But standard tips when looking for a digital camera: do you want a bigger? You know, usually the better cameras are bigger cameras. So is that what you're looking for? Are you looking for a digital SLR? Are you looking for a really, really, you know, a high-end digital camera? Or are you looking for a pocket-size camera?
That's right. Typically, as far as the picture quality goes, it all has to do with the glass inside the camera.
Sure.
the longer your lens will go out, the better your zoom will be, and the bigger the actual lens is, the more control you'll have over your light, and the more likely you'll be able to take great pictures in dark situations.
And sometimes a bigger camera, you're going to tend to hold it a little more stably. You like that?
Stably.
Stable, like sort of like on a farm.
More stable.
When you take pictures on a farm, stable.
Isn't that the horse's ass?
I got one of those things on here, too.
Oh, yeah, he does. Big JD's mohawk when it's not hawked.
So, yeah, the size is a big factor in what you want, right?
That's what my wife says.
This isn't the Dr. Ruth show, so get your mind out of the gutter.
So, well, size does...
matter.
And no, I have an effect on when you say size, the size of the camera. They can pack a lot of cool stuff into a small camera, but like I said, there's only so much space on the front of a camera for the lens. The lens is the thing, honestly, because now we have come to the point where megapixels don't matter. Eventually, they're not even going to say how many megapixels. That's just going to be one of those stats that are going to be in there, because we've gone past the point of megapixels being an issue at all in any situation, pretty much, unless you're printing up 20 by 16 posters.
Well, now the megapixels are well over 3 megapixels, so it doesn't even, that doesn't matter. They're always going to be high enough anyway.
Well, 3 so is good for 4x6 is for sure. A really nice 4x6.
My Sony, I printed 8x10s that were exquisite. 3.3.
Well, sure, they probably were.
But, well, I'm going to say, well, most are, at least 3. Maybe, what, 5 megapixels?
5 is the limit.
You know.
Once you go past 5, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So everything's pretty much above that now. So, you know, you don't have to worry about how many it has, really. Right.
And the thing that determines that is the little chip that's behind your lens that captures the light. And they're able to put more sensors in that little chip. However, I'm now hoping that they stop concentrating on putting more sensors and improving the quality of the sensors that go on the chip. Mm-hmm. And actually the size of the chip would be a good thing as well. There are some digital SLR cameras that have a chip that is the same size as a piece of 35 millimeter film.
Right.
That's the best. There's actually ones that are bigger, but those are medium format cameras. But as far as getting a sensor that's nice and big, you can translate the depth of field on your camera to a 35 millimeter film relatively accurately.
Another thing that you're going to want to look for is the features on the camera. Do you want a camera? And most of them are going to have this now, that where you can use effects. Some of them have, you can put borders and titling on the pictures right in the camera. Do you want to be able to take audio? Some will take audio on the camera by itself without any picture. Some will take an audio picture. Some will take audio alone.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's like a digital audio recorder.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then the text photography. Some specifically have to be able to take pictures of documents.
Yes.
That's all
I do with documents. I don't ever scan any documents. I just take a picture of them. Mm-hmm. It's the best way to, or it's the quickest way, I should say. But now when you say features, I thought you went into features that were just blown me away.
All the fun stuff.
Well, that's crazy fun stuff. But are people going to be looking at those features first and foremost?
I don't know. I think they might. Do you want it to take video? How good is the video on it?
I think almost every single camera now takes video. And every video camera now takes digital stills.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess.
The lines are blurring.
Yeah.
So
there's no questions to ask and nothing to answer. Just go buy a camera. Close your eyes and grab one.
No.
Hey.
No.
Price. Price is going to be a big factor, too. Do you want to spend $200, $300 on a camera? Or do you want to spend $5, $7, $9?
I think in Canada, the limit to go up to is $7. Before you get into SLR, how much was the S5?
The S5 was like, I think it was $599 when we got it, and I got it for like $350. Sweet deal.
That's a very good deal.
I'm like, dude, it's my birthday.
Fix me up.
What do you call it? Old age senior discount. you know, whatever you can do, your store discount, hook me up. And he did. So it was pretty good.
Awesome.
Got a deal on the digital video one, too. And some free stuff, but we won't get into that.
No. Seriously, features that you're going to want to look for are stuff like being able to choose different scenes for different situations.
Right, and how easy it is to do that in, you know,
yeah, it should be
any situation.
It should just like either be on a dial or on a slider on a LCD screen, which is another feature that you're going to want to look into.
How big is the screen?
Sure. How big is the LCD screen? And does the camera have a through the lens viewfinder, or is the viewfinder just the LCD?
That makes a difference because of your battery and so forth. You want to, or if you want to shut your display off and have your battery last longer, you have a display. Or if something goes wrong with your display, you still have a camera.
Typically, though, the cameras that have a through the lens viewfinder will give you a more accurate representation of what the camera is actually going to put.
I suppose that'd be another reason.
Yeah. Whereas the LCD, the viewfinder, it's just like it's like a preview of what the image sensors see. That's not an actual.
Do you ever really bother with your viewfinder, though? I wouldn't. I never do. Unless the lighting is so bad somehow that I can't just see my display.
Yeah, exactly. In certain lighting situations, I do look through the viewfinder that is through the lens.
And another thing about your the display, the LCD display, is it stationary or does it move? You know, some of them, you might want it that you can move around and pull out and turn and kind of thing.
Yeah, the camera I had before this one here had the movable one, and then that's the cat's ass because you can get different
angles. That's on the S5, has that.
You get different angles that you would never
be able to. And plus you can face it forward if you're taking self-portraits. Or you're taking timed pictures, you can see what's on the front of the screen, or you know what I mean?
Yes, the self-portrait thing alone is awesome. You know how hard it is to take a self-portrait on an iPhone, brother?
I don't know. I'm a professional.
You're a professional iPhone self-portrait taker?
I'm a self-portrait taker.
Oh, I see. Well, I saw it. Yeah, never mind. Mm-hmm. How did you get into that position? Another thing to consider is the way your camera is...
Powered,
mm-hmm. Yes. Does it use double A's or does it use a proprietary battery that only fits in your camera? The camera that I have is proprietary, so you got to always make sure that you have an extra one at hand, charged up, ready to go. Replacement batteries, though, I found are pretty cheap for the proprietary ones. The one I got, they were like, it was $4 for two. They came in a two-pack, and you get two batteries that are rechargeable. Forever and ever.
Okay.
Yeah, it was crazy cheap. They don't last as long. Like, I think the battery that came with my camera takes about 400 pictures before it needs a recharge. Mm-hmm. And these ones here are good for about 100 pictures, and then they die. But they're good for when you're in a pinch. You know, if your regular battery dies, boom, you're good to go for another, whatever, 100 pictures. So that's
It's always good to have a second set of whatever it is anyway, even if it's just standard batteries, to have other batteries with you. And if they're rechargeables, to make sure they're charged once in a while, even if you haven't switched them yet, because they will slowly drain. So if you want to make sure you always have batteries, from time to time, charge your spare set even there, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Other features that I wanted to mention.
Does it have a flash?
Most.
You can buy $20 keychain digital cameras now, and they can be used as web cameras as well, like at Walmart or something. They don't have a flash.
They don't have the flash. No,
but they're like a megapixel or something like that. But you can use it as a webcam, plug it in USB, or you can take pictures on it. No display or anything.
Right.
But those are handy too sometimes if you...
In a pinch, it works.
In a pinch.
Yeah, now there's cameras in every single cell phone.
Cameras in cell phones, cameras in, still cameras on the video cameras.
Do you think they'll put a cell phone in a camera? I'm joking. Don't answer the question. Because they're putting cameras in all the cell phones. What other features I was going to mention?
And the PDAs, of course. PDAs are, you know, putting cameras in all the PDAs and those kinds of things. And
PDAs.
I hope they put a camera in the new iPod Touch.
You think there's going to be a new one?
I don't know. I'm thinking there's going to be a new one, yeah.
Okay.
I think there'll be another new one come time when that 3.0 comes out.
It's either going to be an iPod Touch or a new iPhone.
Might be both. There's going to be more to take advantage of, I think, even, you know what I mean? That they're going to need a new iPod.
Well, there's a new one coming for sure before September or at in September. Yeah. Like an iPod Touch.
How long do I got to wait?
Well, you're going to buy that after you buy your new computer.
Mm-hmm.
What we were talking about before, does your camera have enough control over it for things like aperture control and shutter control, which is
mine's huge, yeah.
And ISO is another good one.
Yeah.
Exposure control, controlling all these things. Does it take into account the white balance? Can you change the white balance?
Yeah.
Those are things that my camera does not have an aperture or shutter priority control. So basically, I'm playing around with the white balance, which basically you're just telling what is the light source and the ISO. Mm-hmm. I play with that specifically just to get the right type of lighting for any given situation, like at a concert or at night or shooting fireworks.
All those things are important, and most people aren't going to understand them. And I think a lot of cameras are going to be fairly similar. And I think it's going to boil down to things like the size of the camera, the size of the display. And honestly, for me, and I would think for most people, it's some of the cool things that you can do with the camera. Can I flip it into sepia mode? Can I flip it into black and white mode? Can I take a video on it? Is it stereo audio or not? Like mine is stereo. Those kinds of things, all the fun stuff. The titling pictures, maybe you want to put frames on them right in the camera, any kind of effects and things like that. I had a guy that you could take a picture and then it would allow you to take another picture and put them side by side in the camera, or take mirrored images and everything. It was pretty cool. An Olympus. I'm pretty sure it was an Olympus camera. It was pretty neat. Did a lot of cool things like that. And some of them things are neat to just be able to take it with the camera.
Sure.
Because a lot of people aren't savvy with a computer and they can do some of these neat things. I had a cell phone that would put borders and things from take pictures with his camera and put borders around it. And sure. You could title it.
Yep.
And that's kind of neat. And you could email it right from the camera, from the cell phone.
Yeah, from the phone. I just bought an app for my iPhone. It's called Photo Effects from Tiffin. And Tiffin is a huge lens filter company. They sell high-end software for professional photographers. And it's called Photo Effects. They also have one called Cool Effects, which I think has that thing. You can do the mirrored picture and puts borders. And this one is more like vignettes and polarization.
But that's also not necessarily like part of the camera. So, for that, it's an app. You would take your picture and then you would bring it in there to do whatever, basically.
Well, you can take a picture from within the app.
Okay. Oh, I see. That's good.
So, it's all in one place. Yeah. So... And that's a whole different thing altogether. But where are we sitting as far as time? We're sitting at a time where we need to get to Tech Talk.
You're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Visit thejabbercast.com.
Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so Tech Talk this week, what are we talking about?
Well, today is the whole show is a Tech Talk kind of thing. Do you have some specific...
No, I didn't have anything specific, but we could possibly talk about some camera accessories.
Camera accessory, sure. Well, what would you say is the biggest camera accessory you have to have?
I think, aside from some little things like wipes and things like that, that might be important, and possibly some cameras will take an actual wall charger, so you don't have to use the batteries. But the most important thing, I think, tripod.
Good answer. That's great. And what would you suggest for a tripod?
I would suggest that somebody has a fairly standard size tripod and a little tripod of some kind, like a desktop type.
Right.
They're both very handy. One is super cheap. I mean, you can get them at Dollarama for $1, the little ones, but they're junky. But for like, I'm going to say somewhere between $5 and $10, you can get a small one. And they actually have telescopic legs on them too. So they'll come up like not quite a foot maybe. Your camera might be close to a foot up once it's sitting on it. But those little ones are great, and they're so handy for a lot of things. You can put your camera just about any place to take a picture and not have to carry a full-size tripod around. And the tripods themselves, you can get in varying sizes as well. You can get a huge tripod, or you can get a medium or a small size one that, you know, might bring your camera up. Generally, they're different sizes, but they should normally get your camera up to your eye level. And that's what's important. So you want it at your eye level, basically, and when you're from the ground up. And,
right.
You know, and then on your tripod, there's things to look for. Do you have a hook underneath between all the legs so you can hang your camera bag if it's wet maybe or something? Some of them have that. Do you have a level on it so that you can make sure you're, you know, and what's it made out of? Does it have a carry handle on it? Does it come with a bag of some kind?
All very important things to...
I got mine at the XS Cargo Place, man. It was like $18, and it's an awesome aluminum tripod. It has the hook. It's got the level, and it came with two of the pieces that you attach to the camera to sit on. You know what I mean?
No.
The little thing with the screw part at the very top.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, that you take off, and you put it on your camera, and then you put your camera on. And it came with two of those.
Oh, that was an extra one, because you do lose those.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty neat. And something else to keep in mind is, depending on what's you got on the bottom of your camera, if you tighten those things too much, you could crack the bottom of your camera someplace.
Yes.
So you got to be careful.
Depending on what kind of...
You don't have to crank them too tight.
...thread you have in there. Yeah. A great tripod that I have is called the GorillaPod.
Yeah.
And it goes anywhere.
You can come in a few sizes too, right?
Yeah, they have three different sizes, and they have one that has the sticky thing you can stick to a window if you want. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, though, they wrap around things. Yep. So you can put them like, and wrap it around a door handle or light fixture or anything. It just wraps. And it's also, if you want to be a desktop thing, it has three legs that you can, and it's basically little balls with rubber in between. So it makes a shape exactly the way you want it. And they're pretty heavy duty.
You could hook it on things too.
Yeah, you can hook it on things. Yeah. It's an amazing little deal that's made by Joby.
That's all, folks.
Joby. And that's joby.com. Joby.com. For your GorillaPod tripod.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo. As well, the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
Hey, Sunday's Big 30 Day.
Hey folks, Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30. Incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show in a 130-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all in the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes or from www.myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
This week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of used digital cameras and old film cameras as well. Get your AE-1 there for cheap.
Your what?
Your AE-1.
What's that?
You don't remember the AE-1?
I don't think so.
It was a camera that...
We just had stuff. I didn't really know much about anything.
Oh, okay. I want to say it's a Canon, but it could have been an Nikon.
AE-1.
Anybody in the chat room know what an AE-1 was? That's a no.
I'm putting up the Big 30 show as we speak.
Suck on my Big 30. Wreck it all, the band that plays the blues.
Good tune.
What about the Big 30?
The new Big 30 show goes up today.
And you want
to? It's all ready to go, but the RSS and the had to be put up.
Who did you talk to in the interview section?
The webmaster of the official Thin Lizzy and official 21 Guns MySpace pages. Cool. So these are run for the band.
Awesome. Duh.
So
yeah,
that was the interview, and so the show was kind of themed a little bit around social networking, loosely, and
social,
then I played some rare Thin Lizzy and 21 Guns,
of course.
You don't hear that stuff.
And you and Lana talked about Scott Gorham.
No, we didn't, actually.
Okay.
But Ronnie, their webmaster, did so.
Oh, good.
Scott's a rocking.
I'll give that a listen. Next time I hop in my car, I'm going to fire it up on my iPod.
And everybody else.
Yes. Do you have a quote for us there?
Yes. Do you remember that guy? He was pretty big in the broadcast industry to some degree.
Yes, I do remember him.
I remember him on the
thin little mustache.
Yeah. I remember him being, and even cartoons he was did voices for.
Of course.
But I saw him, I quite notably remember him on Sanford and Son.
What?
Yeah, he played in an episode where he was in, I think it was a pawn shop or something like that.
I was going to say, he wasn't a regular on Sanford and Son.
And I think the other guy was in there too, that guy that does, he was on Lost in Space too. Remember that guy? He used to hit his thing.
That sounds familiar, but I can't picture his face.
You guys come back later. And he snap his thing.
Lost in Space is great.
From Dwayne Michaels, whoever that is. Photography deals exclusively with appearances, but nothing is what it appears to be.
Wow. That's true. You know what? A good example of that is taking a picture of somebody laughing. Mm-hmm. And it looks like they're bawling their eyes out.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the opposite. You don't know. Is it a laugh? Is it a cry? What's going on, that poor person?
Yeah, from a picture, you don't always know the whole
story. That's right? Part of the allure of photography.
Although every picture tells a story.
Yes, I love that song. It's one of my favorite
songs. I was thinking about that one for the show, but then I thought, Pictures of You is a cool tune I haven't heard for a while. So
sure. That's a good choice.
So photography deals exclusively with appearances, but nothing is what it appears to be. So
that's right.
Yep. When you look at a picture, there may be more than meets the eye.
No, they're not maybe. There's always more than meets
true.
The eye. Always.
Unless you took a panoramic all the way around. That's there's nothing more.
For great feature that if you have that in your camera, automatically takes panoramic pictures. So you just tell it to keep adding this picture to the...
Right. And it gives you like an onion skin of the previous picture so that you can kind of line up your next one and move to the next one. And some only let you go a certain amount of them. We'll let you do, you know, I'm not sure how many, if some cameras just, it can be as long as you want, I suppose. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
But it's pretty neat.
I've taken some.
Then you'd have to stitch them together somehow.
Well, usually, Photoshop will do it easily.
That's another thing too.
The camera software will typically do that. I know Canon has their Canon Stitch Master, whatever the software is.
I think that came with my sewing machine.
It works really good. I have to admit, I rarely use camera software. I rarely use software that comes with any hardware. Unless it's driver, then you have to use it. But Canon's Stitch program is actually, it does an amazing job. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's relatively intuitive.
And,
great quote, Big JD.
So the Big 30 should be up. And
is it? Let me see it now. It's only about 28 right
let
now.
Let you see it.
I get to see the Big 30?
How would you see the Big 30?
Your zipper.
No, you should be able to get to it right now. The Big 30. Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth.
What a pig. Thank you very much. So is that going to do it? Are we going to tell the fine folks what's going on next week?
What's happening next week on the Jabbercast?
Next week. Yeah, I got her up right here. Not the Big 30 either. It's very good. Now we're talking bed and breakfast. Stay at hotels, motels. Why not try a bed and breakfast? They can be cozy and more homey. Yeah, the word homie almost looked like horny on my screen here. They can be more... I love it. They can be cozy and more homey. We take a look at bed and breakfast this week. Have you ever stayed at bed and breakfast?
Many.
Okay, we're going to find out all about Big JD's stay at a bed and breakfast. When you go to New York, you staying at a bed and breakfast?
No, we're not.
Okay. So that's next week. Say goodnight, Dick.
You say goodnight first, Jane. All right. Have a good week.
Thanks for listening.
Yes.
because it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.